I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
All of Christian truth and practice flows out of the biblical drama. So the first D is drama. I think one reason people find doctrine boring is because it's drained of its life, blood. God does certain things in history, and then we learn from what God does, the strong verbs, who God is, the stable nouns. And God has acted powerfully and mercifully in hearing the cry of his people in slavery in Egypt. And then he revealed to us that that's what he's like. He is a merciful and compassionate God who hears the cries of his people. He's an all-powerful God who can deliver us from our enemies. We learn from the unfolding story that Christ is the central character from Genesis to Revelation. And then out of that drama, you have the doctrines. We learn not only that Christ was crucified and raised on the third day, the drama, but that he was, as Paul says, crucified for our sins and raised for our justification. So actually the doctrine, far from being abstract, is what connects the drama to us. This isn't just a ripping good story. This affects us. He did this for us. And then that leads to doxology. First of all, the faith. We raise our eyes and say, Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in gratitude, praise and thank our God for giving us life and giving us new creation life. And then that shapes the way we live in the world, our discipleship. Those who have been given the greatest gift they could ever have been given begin to see the world in a different way. They begin to see all of creation as a gift rather than a burden. And they begin, their faith begins to look for things to do. And so out of that praise and thanksgiving comes a joyful Christian life of obedience and discipleship and witness and callings in the world. So it's a way of talking about how our faith is not just doctrine, it's not just the story, it's not just praise and worship, it's not just how we live following the example of Christ. It's all these things together, but we have to put it, you know, the horse before the cart. It's first of all, the drama with its doctrinal implications that gives rise to a certain praise and thanksgiving toward God that shapes our lives in the world.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.